Hey everyone, I've been digging into some recent reporting that's really got me concerned. It reveals significant internal turmoil at the CFTC that has severely compromised its ability to regulate the U.S.
It is a serious situation. The internal chaos has essentially crippled their ability to effectively regulate the U.S. crypto market.
Right, and at the heart of this mess are prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket. They've seen explosive growth, but they're stuck in this frustrating regulatory gray area.
Exactly. And here's the troubling part. CFTC officials who raised legitimate concerns about manipulation, illegal gambling, and interference with democratic processes were reportedly suspended or forced out.
That's heartbreaking. It feels like a purge that has wiped out institutional knowledge and created a chilling effect where staff are terrified to challenge leadership on crypto policy.
And that has immediate, serious consequences. We're seeing a marked decline in federal crypto enforcement.
It's a huge shift. Historically, the CFTC was the primary driver in prosecuting fraud, but now they're understaffed and just not willing to pursue those complex, high-profile cases.
That enforcement gap is dangerous. It leaves retail investors vulnerable to scams, while signaling to the industry that the risk of federal scrutiny has actually diminished.
So, as federal oversight retreats, we're seeing state regulators move in to fill the void.
You're seeing high-profile legal actions, particularly in New York and New Jersey, increasingly leveraging consumer protection statutes.
While those state-level interventions address immediate harms, they're creating this fragmented, inconsistent regulatory patchwork that's a nightmare to navigate.
Precisely. Crypto companies operating nationally now face conflicting rules, which complicates compliance, risks stifling innovation, and may even drive businesses overseas.
It's no surprise, then, that industry participants are consistently asking for a unified federal framework to provide legal clarity and market stability.
This points to a critical breakdown in U.S.
digital asset oversight.
The CFTC's internal dysfunction highlights a deeper ideological and operational struggle over how aggressively the agency should police these emerging crypto frontiers.
Prediction markets are just the flashpoint here. The underlying issue is the agency's inability to act decisively amid all this political and institutional friction.
Ultimately, the legal status of these platforms will likely require resolution from Congress or the federal courts.
And until that happens, this regulatory vacuum is just going to persist.
So, let's look at the critical takeaways for the crypto ecosystem.
First, federal oversight is currently weakened, which increases risks for investors and creates uncertainty for businesses.
Second, the rise of state-level enforcement highlights the dangers of a fragmented regulatory approach that lacks the consistency needed for a maturing national industry.
And third, the CFTC's internal conflicts underscore the urgent need for a stable, independent, and clearly mandated federal regulatory framework.
Without institutional recovery or legislative intervention, the crypto market will remain in a precarious state, vulnerable to both abuse and regulatory stagnation.